This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا وحمله وفصاله 30 شهرا حتى إذا بلغ أشده وبلغ 40 سنة قال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك قال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي قال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي قال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي قال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي قال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. In the previous reflection, we pondered over the first segment of ayah number 15 of Surah Al-Ahqaf, chapter number 46, which reads as, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ 30 شَهْرًا. We have learned the meaning of this segment and also linked this ayah to many other ayahs, whether of Surah Al-Ankabut, Surah Al-Nisa, Surah Luqman, or Surah Al-Isra. The next segment of this ayah reads as, حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَبَلَغَ 40 سَنَةً قَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيْ وأن أعمل صالحا ترضى وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين. So the command of being dutiful and giving great treatment to one's parents is since the beginning. Once you can start stepping on foot, walking, taking footsteps, you should appreciate them, you should be dutiful to them. Even when you reach the age of maturity, the age of strength, which according to the Quran, وَبَلَغَ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً, the age of 40. At the age of 40, most people are already married, and most married couple already have children, which means they have priorities. The spouse, the children, the family, the schools, utilities. So that may make them kind of neglect their duties towards their parents. They're approaching their future life. So they maybe forget about their parents. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifies, especially at the age of maturity, when you have many responsibilities, still be good, be kind, be dutiful to your parents. And then among the duties that one owes to the parents is to supplicate for them, is to make dua and ask Allah to bless them in the life and after their death. In the sound hadith, which is collected by Imam Muslim, Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, whenever any of us will die, all the good deeds which they used to do, whether the prayers or fasting or giving in a charity, will be seized. Accordingly, they will not be able to receive further reward, except from three ways, which the reward can be continuous even after their death through any of the three ways. One of them, a waladin salihin yad'u lah, leaving behind a righteous child, a boy or a girl, who would include them in their prayers, supplicate for them. So the Almighty Allah instructed us at this age, when the parents are getting old and weaker and weaker, and you're getting bigger and stronger, remember to be dutiful to your parents and constantly make dua for them and for yourself and for your offspring as follows. So when he reaches the age of 40 and he continuously is taking care of his parents, he supplicates as well, saying, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'amataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala waliday. My Lord, inspire me to be grateful for you, for all your favors which you have bestowed upon me and upon my parents. وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ, and also inspire me and make me inclined to do good, righteous deeds which will please you and you will accept from me. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي, and make righteous my offspring. إِنِّي تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَإِنِّي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, indeed I repent unto you and I am one of Muslims, one of the Muslims. This is one of the most comprehensive dua. So the favors of Allah the Almighty are beyond count. And when you say, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka, any blessing that you have bestowed upon me, and they are beyond count, so inspire me to be grateful to you, to be thankful verbally, to be appreciative via actions and intentions, so I would only utilize the favors which you bestowed upon me in doing things which will please you. Whether a favor that you bestowed upon me or you bestowed upon my parents. In the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a person is buried and then through this window which is open in his grave, he will see his place in heaven. And all of a sudden, he will be informed that he has been promoted to a higher rank. And he will say, Ay Rabbi, my Lord, for what? What did I do in order to be promoted? He wanted to know if there is any way that I can do more. And he's dead. And he's completely silent. The Almighty Allah will answer him, بِدُعَاءِ وَلَدِكَ لَكَ, because your child have been supplicating for you, invoking Allah to bless you, to have mercy on you, to augment your word. And this is how you have been promoted. So brothers and sisters, always remember to make dua for your parents. And also make dua for yourselves. and for your offspring. What is the dua? رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيْ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَى وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي إِنِّي تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَإِنِّي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.